Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to talk to you about pool filtration, and it's something that's really key to your pool and to your pool care, and I think it's not something that's talked about as often as it should be. It is one of those things that's kind of ignored because everyone's focused on the chlorine level and also on the LSI and on other things of the pool, and very rarely do they focus on the circulation or the filtration of the pool. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. So you can have your pool at 30 parts per million of free chlorine, but if it's not running and not circulating, it's not going to look too pretty. And it's not going to be something you definitely want to swim in. How do I know this? I used to take care of these homes back in 2008 that were, the market kind of crashed here. And people just left their homes and let the bank take over. One thing the bank wasn't that great at was taking care of the pools. And so they would, of course, hire pool professionals to take care of the pools while they were listing it for sale. And sometimes it was hard to get the utilities switched over. And in some cases, they couldn't. And I've had some pools that I was taking care of that there was no power to the house, which is very difficult. So I would just be putting tons of chlorine in and then brushing the pool and doing the best I could to make it look kind of milky gray. And that's about the best you can do in those situations until someone bought the house. And so I know for a fact that you can put a lot of chlorine into the pool. It can prevent algae to some extent. And then you can keep brushing it. But you're not going to have anything but like a cloudy, milky mess in the backyard. And in the same respect, I've had pools where they've had parties and had events, and the chlorine had zeroed out or been near zero. But since the pool was circulating and running for a long time, they didn't look that bad. And sometimes they didn't even have algae in them because the pool was circulating and at least the water was moving around and was not sitting stagnant. In the ideal situation, you would want to have a solid free chlorine level in the pool, and you would want the pool to run and circulate at a given amount of time for the best water quality. One aspect of filtration, of course, is the pool filter, and each filter type has their plus and minuses. And I would say that if you have a problem with filtration, the first suspect would be your filter. And as the filter gets old, you have some choices. You can upgrade the filter to a similar filter. You can change filter types. You can change the elements in the filter and try to get some more years out of it. But the bottom line is filters get old and you have to replace them at some point. The shell of the filter doesn't last forever and you're going to have to eventually update that filter. But you can get away with updating the filter elements in a D filter and a cartridge filter for many years. I would say that a D filter can last upwards of 15 years, and a cartridge filter, depending on the model, can last equally as long. A sand filter probably can last indefinitely with sand changes. The sand filter is probably one of the easiest filters to maintain, because basically all you have in there is sand, or maybe another filter element similar to sand, that newer media that you have in the filter, and then you would just change that out, and you can keep that going indefinitely with sand changes. Of course, the components start to wear out over time. You may have parts that leak that you can't fix, and then you have to replace your sand filter. But the biggest issue, I think, is when people neglect changing their filter elements or they neglect their filter entirely. I've gotten a lot of accounts, service accounts, where the filter was the main issue with the pool. They were having problems with cloudy water or algae and they couldn't balance the pool or keep it maintained. And I took over the account and I turned things around within the first 2 weeks. It was like a miracle to them. But really, in reality, it was the fact that they weren't maintaining their filter. And it's kind of one of those secrets in the industry that, you know, you're going to get a lot of service accounts from customers that try to balance the water. They're putting chlorine in. They're trying to get things to look good. But they're not running their pool long enough. And the filter is a mess. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've taken over a D pool filter. And one, I take it apart and there's no DE in the filter. Or it's just a very light coating. Nothing that's going to filter out the water. Or two, and this has happened in some occasions where the DE is in the filter to such an extent that it's a gigantic brick. They overdid the DE. They put maybe a 25-pound bag in a 60-square-foot DE filter or something like that, because it's a crazy amount of diatomaceous earth in there, and it's just packed in where you can't even get the grids out. And I'm sure if you've been doing service long enough, you've run into one of these DE filters where it's just packed solid with diatomaceous earth. And of course, it's not going to filter the water properly. Or you open up the cartridge filter, and many of you have done this before, and I've seen pictures on the Facebook groups, and the cartridges look like they've been in there since like the 1970s. They just look really bad. And, you know, there's no bands on them. They look horrible. And of course, there's not going to be much filtration going on with that either. Or you get to a pool with a sand filter and you try to backwash it, and all that comes out is clear water. And then you know that probably the customer never put it in backwash for like 2 years, and the sand is just going to be like cement at that point because it was never stirred up and agitated. And all these things are, I'm telling you all these things because these are all things that have actually happened, and I've experienced these things. Because a lot of people neglect or ignore the pool filter because it's not something that's preached from the pool pulpit. No one really talks about it. It's kind of a boring subject, and it's something that is overlooked because everyone's hyper-focused, I think, on pool chemistry, LSI, and that aspect of pool care. And very few people will focus on filtration or take the time to explain it to the customer or to people learning in the industry. So I'll keep things very basic for you here, and I'll just give you logical reasoning behind things, and I'm not going to explain in detail, you know, hydraulics and all these things or the ideal circulation time. Basically, you would want to run your pool and you would want to have a clean filter or an operating filtration system. And you want to have the pool water balance, which means that you have the proper level of chlorine, that the pH is not wildly high or extremely low, and that the alkalinity is within range also. It's not like at 240 or it's not at 20, and you don't want to have the cyanuric acid at 200 parts per million. That's a whole nother problem with the water balancing. You can have a pool out of balance. Maybe you can have a pool with lower free chlorine, you know, 1 or 2 parts per million. And if you're circulating that pool long enough, you're not going to have many issues. It's when you don't run the pool long enough that issues start to develop. Now, how do you know your runtime of your pool? Well, there's all kinds of rules of thumbs. You know, if the sun's out for 12 hours a day, you run your pool 12 hours. If the sun's out 8 hours a day, you run your pool 8 hours. Those don't factor in the size of the pool or the use of the pool. So I would say those are out of the question. I wouldn't use those kind of weird rule of thumbs that developed in the industry. I would use the rule of commercial pools, which is that a commercial pool runs 24 hours a day. The actual motor and pump, or the motor itself, I should say, is actually designed to run 24 hours a day. The same thing with these, the motors are pretty much the same that you would find on swamp coolers, on businesses or warehouses that are open 24 hours a day. And they're designed to be run constantly. I've had pools where I've had the pump on, and these pools are heavily used pools, and they've been running 24 hours a day, and I never turn them off. Even when I go to clean out the pump basket, that's probably the only time they ever turn off. But most of these pools that I run 24 hours a day, I have a skimmer sock, a filter sock in the skimmer basket, and I really never need to turn these pumps off, because sometimes when you turn off a pump, it doesn't turn back on because it's running so long, and this has happened to me before, and you have to change the capacitor out. And the thing is, they're really designed to run all the time. And if you run a pool 24 hours a day, and there's one pool that I had in particular that I ran 23 hours a day, it would just turn off for 1 hour. And it's just because the customer didn't want it running 24 hours for whatever reason. What's that 1 hour going to do? I don't know. But it ran for 23 hours a day. Pool never had any issues. It was a fairly large pool, 35,000 gallons or so. And it's one of those things where I learned by running pools longer that the pools look better the longer you run them. Now, this was before the advent of variable speed pumps. And I think the energy usage, the energy cost in California was nowhere near as high as it is now. So running the pool 24 hours a day wasn't detrimental to their utility bills as it is nowadays. But I can tell you from my experience, the longer you run your pool, the better off you're going to be. Or as long as you can run your pool for the longest amount of time you can tolerate, the better off that pool is going to be. And I've had customers I've fought where they want to run their pool 2 hours a day. Or when I set it for 8 hours, they move the on-off trippers down to 4 hours. And it's a constant battle sometimes. And it can get to a point where you have to kind of drop that customer because you don't want to fight that battle. You don't want to fight the battle of the pool running for 2 hours a day, you putting extra chemicals in, you spending extra time there treating algae and trying to keep the pool in shape, when simply running the pool longer would solve the problem. So the runtime of the pool is really based on your tolerance and how clear or the clarity of your pool is based on how long you set it for. This sometimes is something that you have to do a trial and error unless you have a flow meter. Now, the Pentair pumps have a built-in flow meter, which is nice, the VS pumps. And you can get the FlowViz, which I think is the best flow meter. You can put it right where the Jandy check valve is. You can just buy the top portion. And you can kind of gauge the flow of your pool by the gallons per minute. But I would say that logically, the longer you can run your pool, especially with the variable speed pump, the better off your pool is going to be. I'll give you a practical example. If you had a 15,000 gallon pool and you had a VS pump on there, there's really no problem with running it at maybe 1600 RPMs for 12 hours a day and then running it at 2100 RPMs for maybe 10 hours a day. So that's 22 hours of runtime. And that water is continuously circulating. I can guarantee you if that filter is in good shape and operational, you're going to have crystal clear water because you're running that pool all the time. I mean, if you ever see water features at a business and they look so good, crystal clear, and you're like, wow, how do they keep these things looking so great? They're probably running that water feature 24 hours a day. And that's why it looks so great. So the key with anything, and even if you see like a beautiful koi pond without any kind of algae in there, I can almost guarantee you that thing is running 24 hours a day and they're keeping that water circulating because they know that's the key to clear water and safe water. And that's one reason why commercial pools are required to be run continuously because the health department knows that that's the safest thing you can do is have that water just continuously circulating. So most commercial pools are running 24 hours a day for that reason. And your household pool, if you have a single speed pump, you probably can't do that economically anymore because the cost of energy has skyrocketed over the years. But with a variable speed pump, you can easily run that pump almost 24 hours a day with very little impact on your utility bills. Now, if you have solar, even better, because then you don't have to even worry about the cost of running that pump. And so to answer the question on circulation, it doesn't matter if you want to run it one or two cycles per day, which means that you're trying to get all the water filtered and through the system. One cycle means that all the water goes from the pool through the filter and back out again, which is, by the way, a myth because there's been research done that there's still a good percentage of water that never goes through the filter every time you cycle the water through. So I would say the longer you can run your pool, especially with a VS pump, the better off you're going to be. And really, there's no argument. The longer you run it, the better it's going to look. And if you can run your pool longer, I say do that. And then, of course, I mentioned that the filter has to be operational and the elements have to be in good shape. How long do D grids last for? Well, they don't last as long as they used to. I can tell you that right now that they're not manufactured the same way they were back in the 90s or 2000s. You can get probably a good 4 years out of a diatomaceous earth filter grid. 3 years would be optimal. And I would say changing all 8 grids together is probably the best thing you can do. If you have a quad D filter, those cartridges seem to last a lot longer than the grids. But I would say when you get to the 5-year mark, just change all 4 Quad E cartridges. A cartridge filter, of course, the single cartridge filter, I would change at least every 6 months or a year because those wear out very rapidly and they're not super expensive. And I would say changing the single cartridge filter every 6 months to a year is probably the best practice, because then you're going to have a new cartridge all the time and it's going to really help with the water quality. Now, if you have a quad type cartridge filter with the 4 cartridges, they'll probably last about 3 years. And I put my customers on a 3-year rotation. Every 3 years, that cartridge gets replaced, no matter how I think it looks. It may look fairly good. It may look ugly. I'll change it anyway every 3 years. Now, there is one exception to that rule, and that's the StayRight System 3 cartridges. They may not really last more than 3 years, but it's not really something the customer can tolerate, changing those, because they're super expensive. There's really not much aftermarket with those cartridge filters from StayRight, Pentair, I guess I should say. And there's something that would be, you know, detrimental economically to the customer changing those every 3 years. So I try to go 5 or 6 years with the StayRight System 3, even though it's probably not optimal. It's one of those things where the cartridges cost sometimes more than the filter. The current price retail on the StayRight System 3 cartridges for the 350 square foot modular media is $500. And for the 450 square foot, which is the ones that are most common in my area, you're looking at $740 for that big boy and that little skinny guy. They're both gigantic, by the way. And it's one of those things where, you know, $739, you could probably buy a whole new cartridge filter for that price. And so you don't want to change these out every 3 years just for the economic factor. And I believe these last longer. They seem to be much more longer lasting cartridges than the regular quad type cartridges. And don't get me wrong, I love the StayRight cartridge filters. It's just those 8 clamps kind of get tiring. And it's one of those things where cleaning them is kind of a pain sometimes because they're quite heavy. But most other cartridge filters, I change the cartridges every 3 years like clockwork. And I'll make a note of it when I'm cleaning the cartridge filters to know when the last time I changed them, so that I know that they're on the schedule to be changed at a certain date. And the sand filter, of course, you can maintain the sand filter pretty easily if you backwash it regularly, which as a pool service professional, you should be doing for your customers. When do you backwash a sand filter? Only when the PSI goes up by 10. So if the clean sand filter is at 20 PSI, you want to backwash it when it gets to 30 PSI. And you don't want to over backwash a sand filter either, because that causes problems with channeling and other things. And you don't want, of course, to neglect backwashing a sand filter, because as I mentioned, if you don't backwash it for a year or two, it becomes a piece of cement basically in there, which is something that's really hard to fix. You just have to change that sand and break it apart. And it's one of those things where people don't really think about it, but the sand filter really needs regular backwashing, not over backwashing, but regular backwashing for it to function properly. And I'll briefly touch on upgrading your filter. Let's say that your filter is getting old and you want to change it. If you have a sand filter, I would say in most cases, you probably want to cut that thing out and put in a large cartridge filter, 400, 500 square foot cartridge filter to make up for your 400 pound sand filter. And I think you're going to be better off with the cartridge filter. If you have a D filter, I too recommend that you cut that out and put in a cartridge filter. I just find the filtration of the cartridge filter to be better, and I like how easy it is to clean them. And you're not going to save any money with the cartridge filter over D filter, because you have to change the cartridges just like you have to change the elements. And the cartridge filter is going to be more maintenance for you if you have a sand filter now. But you're going to like the clarity, I think, of the cartridge filter, and you're going to like the way your pool looks better with that. And of course, you know, you can always go with the same filter you have currently. It's not a big deal to me what you go with. I'm just recommending you go with a better filtration system, or what I think is the future of filtration, which is the cartridge filter. And I think if you really want to maximize your filtration, go with the cartridge filter and then put a multi-cyclone on front. The multi-cyclone is a device that has up to 16 chambers that will filter the dirt up to 90%. So Waterco is the manufacturer of these multi-cyclones, and you can buy the Jacuzzi branded multi-cyclone at Leslie's, the JMC 16. And I think it's a great device to put on your cartridge filter to help trap some of that dirt. It's also great for a sand filter to trap that dirt. I wouldn't say it's great for a D filter because you wouldn't be able to recharge the D filter because the multi-cyclone won't let D pass through the skimmer into the filter. That's how good that it filters out. So that's my ideal setup, a cartridge filter with a multi-cyclone on front, and then, of course, running your pool for the appropriate amount of time. And let me briefly touch on pumps. If you have a single-speed pump currently, and it's going to be dying or going out at the moment, I would highly recommend upgrading to a variable-speed pump. You're going to pay more for it, of course, up front, but the energy savings is going to be substantial, and you can run the VS pump longer without worrying about higher energy costs. And so I mentioned circulation and running the pool as long as you can being the best. And if you have a VS pump, you could technically run that for 24 hours a day and pay a fraction of the energy costs for running it that long. And the pool will be constantly circulating, yes, at a lower speed, but the water nonetheless is going to be moving through the pool constantly, which is better than running your single speed pump for 6 hours a day and then letting the pool sit there for 18 hours without circulating. Why not have the ability to run it for 20 hours a day and have it constantly circulating and not really raising your energy costs and maybe even lowering your energy costs and running the pool longer? That's how efficient the variable speed pumps are. And by the way, they're going to last a lot longer than your single speed pump. So you're investing in a product that's going to be long lasting and save your energy. So to me, that's a no-brainer if you have a single speed pump and it goes out. And besides that, there's some regulations that kind of stop you from buying another single speed pump. But there's a lot of workarounds, of course, that we found in the industry for that. But I would say there's no reason for you not to upgrade to a variable speed pump at this point with so many different models available and with the benefits of having a variable speed pump and the benefits of running your pool longer and for the water clarity aspect of it. And last, if you really want to have the best looking pool, of course, circulation and filtration are important, but you also want to make sure that you're balancing the pool water. I don't want to neglect that or minimize balancing the water. I'm just saying that circulation and filtration are just as important as balancing the pool water. And if you have all three going at the same time, circulation, filtration, and the water balance, you're going to have a lot of customers come out and say, my pool's never looked as good as when you're maintaining it. I can't believe it. It looks great. It's so crystal clear. You know, you're going to get all those kind of comments, and I think you're going to really enjoy that. And so really follow this directive. Have the pools running long enough, have the filtration system operational at the full capacity that it can be, new elements clean, and also make sure that you have the pool water balanced. Looking for other podcasts I've recorded, you can find those on my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. Just go to the banner, click on the podcast icon, and then a drop-down menu of over 1,300 podcasts will appear there for you. If you're interested in the coaching program that I offer, you can learn more at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.